Yes.
Strike what and put in?
Strike the finance committee and put there KPFT LSV.
At the very first part.
Yeah, got it. The KPFT LSV. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there an objection?
No.
Great. Okay, so now we're going to vote. I'm not going to read it all again. You just know that finance committee is now KPFT LSV. All those in favor, raise your hand. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. All those opposed? One, two, three, four. It passes with the amendments. Here they are, Ted. Would you like to speak, sir?
Yes.
It's past time for public comment, but we welcome. You can speak. Yes.
Madam Chairman, thank you for your time. I only need a few minutes. We recently at KPFT had our fund drive. And all of our volunteers were there. And we had, we had a lot of calls, a lot of teamwork going on. However, I feel that we fell short of our goal, which is almost $17,000. I feel that we should have at least had the fund drive for 3 weeks instead of 2 weeks. I even recommended that we had an extra day throw in because we were going to cut it off on the third day, and I recommended that we have a little extra day for Friday. My point is that if this needs to be planned and the goal needs to be set, and this station needs to reach that goal. A lot of people worked hard to get to where we are now, but we're still short of our goal, and that goal should have been reached. And I feel that a lot of hostilities, could have been avoided if we had communication, if we had, extra time, if we had, proper communications, proper training for our volunteers, we could have probably reached our goal, which is $150,000. So I just feel that we need to start putting our efforts into raising money for the station. And that's all I have for the station.
Thank you.
Sorry we're a little late.
Are you able to comment now?
I didn't sign up, but I just thought.
The time's already passed, but you're welcome to. I know we missed our window, but come on up.
I just saw this at, it's about the gag order. And was anybody at the 555, the original meeting in New York that sat with the, you were there? What was the first motion, do you remember? They lifted the gag order. The first motion the PMB ever made. They lifted the gag order. And it's the most applause that any motion that the PMB ever made as well. Now, there was 2,000 people there. So, but the tapes are gone, the minutes are gone. They went away in a computer crash. So we don't have a recording, we don't have any minutes, but there was 2,000 people there. And I'm sure that we could find a couple of people that will remember this besides me. And if I can remember, come on. So, but anyway, I just thought I'd let you know that's supposed to be gone. Now, I believe that when this came up again, there's some kind of handbook this is a standard handbook for a public radio station, and it was in there. But that's not what the Civic decided. I think that's how it kind of got rumored back into existence. But as far as I know, that was outlawed by the first motion. So, and if you know anybody, I can call up a few people if it's a big deal, try and get it in writing or something. I know the board members are on the time, so.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. You want to do that?
This,
or would you rather have the gag over? I'm not making
that.
It's not. It's a double-edged sword.
Shut your
mouth.
Well, let me know. I'll write you or something.
That's great. You're scared of.
If either of you want Ted to check the transcript of your comments for the minutes, make sure he has your email address. If you want to, you can put it on the public comment sign up back there, and that's just the way he verifies the comments and the minutes are what you want them to be.
I wasn't making a motion. I just wanted to offer that.
Okay, we're moving on to Section 7C, the second Finance Committee motion. PK, will you read it for us?
I will. The Finance Committee recommends that an ad hoc strategic planning committee be formed to look for alternative sources of income and form.
Is there an objection to this motion? Objecting?
It's a point of information.
Okay.
With about the motion, what is not here is a how. Who will create a committee? Who will select the members? How this will work?
Do you want PK to answer that question?
I don't know. If they has been in charge of doing that because it's a committee of LSV?
Well, I would imagine that it would be something that we would have to discuss in the LSV to create it. And so I don't have the blueprint for doing so, but this came on the heel of this convoluted motion that we took an hour from the first motion that just got passed, that basically there's debt. There is not enough money to handle that debt without strategic planning. And so it is our way of feasibility, if you will, of how we're going to do what we need to do, regardless as to whether or not it's a loan or it's the pension plan or any of the other debt that the foundation has. And at the same time, understanding that whether we have this loan or not, we have a foundation to run, and we need better planning than we have now. One of the things that was critical, and one of the things that was said, was the fact that we didn't make our goal. Well, someone made a unilateral decision to make this fund drive $100,000 less than it should have been. It should have been $250,000. Those are the kinds of things that cause pause, and especially when you hear people say things like, well, what happened to bankruptcy? The whole point was we didn't want bankruptcy. So I don't know how to do this.
To answer Adriana's question, the LSV would create it.
The LSV would create it.
Okay. Alan, is this an objection or a question?
You can count it as an objection if you wish.
Okay. So if
I feel that we...
Alan, there's an order to do things.
Okay.
You're objecting, so now we have a debate on the motion. So first we have a speaker for the motion. PK, would you like to speak for the motion some more for a minute?
Yeah, we fought past the motion.
We didn't. There was an interruption in the middle. We didn't vote on it. We paused it. So here we go. PK, would you like to speak for it?
This station and this foundation has been holding on by its fingernails. And the truth is that we need people who understand what it takes to run a business. You have a house, and you have a house note and a car note and insurance and all the things that you have to do, and you realize that your paycheck won't pay for all those things. That means that you have to do something else. And we have not been strategic. We've been at each other's throats to try and create something that one group does and takes the credit for while saying that it didn't get done because the other group does. my hope, and part of the reasons that I support this, is that strategic planning requires people who are committed to doing that work.
I agree with what PK's objective and her words are, but I raise the question that we're moving towards having more committees than we have people to fill them. In other words, can your wish not be fulfilled by an existing committee instead of having a subcommittee of the finance committee, etc.? For example, perhaps the development committee could take this on. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there someone to speak for the motion? Ted?
I would like to make an amendment. And the amendment is that this body authorize Casey Sinclair, in conjunction with the other officers, that being the Vice Chair, the Secretary, and the Treasurer, will go about forming this strategic planning ad hoc committee, and the committee will be open to the broader Pacifica or broader KPFT audience.
Point of information. Are you putting my name in there or my position in there?
Whichever you prefer.
Let's put my name in there, just in case something changes. So the Finance Committee recommends that the LSB officers.
The President, in conjunction with the other three officers.
Chair. In conjunction.
With the other three officers.
Other three officers. Create an ad hoc strategic
development committee,
planning committee
that is open to the Pacific
committees.
To look for alternative sources of income and more?
Yes.
Okay.
In other words, it hopefully will be announced on the air and listeners will be aware of it.
Is there a second to that amendment? Is there an objection?
Yes.
Okay. So now.
Is there a second?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You don't have a check on that cheek.
You're right. Was there a second?
No. I second.
All right. Is there an objection?
Yes.
Okay. So now we're entering into debate about the amendment that Ted just spoke to. Is there someone to speak for the amendment?
I think I just did. I'll pass.
Okay. Is there someone else to speak for the amendment?
No, I guess.
I think it's an excellent idea because the bottom line is that you need to find my team. And I think that what Ted said about dancing around all of the things that are going on, the first thing that needs to go on is money. And I want to hit the committee. That's all.
Is there someone to speak against the amendment?
I can.
Adriana and then Anissa.
Well, basically, the committees are the committees of the LSB. It means this foundation doesn't allow executive committees to do anything different. And putting the officer is an executive committee. We did that more than once, and we know that they are not allowed. This committee is a committee of the LSB. If the LSB want to form, I agree with the committee, with the ad hoc committee, because that's why we brought it. And that answer that we need the money. But this is an LSB committee. It means that the LSB is the one that put the rules. No, an executive committee. That is not allowed.
Well, it kind of relates to what Adriana was saying. I think she's right, but I guess the question was, would, when you said the greater KPFT community or the word for, that means anybody could be a member of it, right? So it's not just the officers. What did you mean by open to the rules?
I think that the four officers will work out the nuances of this thing, but it will not be just limited to the 24 members on his board. And the reason for that is that we have plenty of people in the community that know a great deal about strategic planning. Our programmers should not be denied an opportunity to participate in this thing.
So does that mean, yes, anybody can be a member?
Anybody with the officers having the authority to deal with any possible problems that might occur as a result of that.
I have a point of information whenever you have time.
Okay, Adriana, and then Anissa's on staff.
The point of information is Ted just volunteered a lot of people that are not even here, right? The vice chair is not here. The other two, yeah. I mean, we cannot use executive committee. Creating the officers the way that Ted wants it is an executive committee. I agree that we open the committee to everybody, but know that the four officers decide this is an LSP committee.
Wait, just a second, this is a point of information?
Yeah, because
okay.
All of you agree? The vice chair is
okay.
Not here.
Anissa, you're on staff.
Okay. Well, at this foundation, we're saying we need to have ideas for obtaining money. Well, that is the underlying reason to have a development committee. And we don't need to create another committee and reinvent the wheel and such, because this job is specifically what the development committee was designed for, or otherwise, why would we have a development committee?
Dwayne?
Well, I do believe, as the motion has been stated, restated, responded to, even the maker, it's too vague. Probably support the idea and concept, but development, whether it's dysfunctional, it's almost like a PNB, is what you got. And so you go in and revamp it and change it, but creating another layer of apparatus that would be in a dysfunctional environment probably going to be dysfunctional. So you may as well do it through development.
Okay, you're on staff.
The other thing that nobody
does. Okay. We're going to vote on the amendment. Let me read it to you. The Finance Committee recommends that the LSB chair, in conjunction with three other officers, create an ad hoc committee that is open to the KPFT community to look for alternative sources of income and more. All those in favor of the amendment, raise your hand.
Would you move it?
The one I just read that Ted made.
The creation.
All those opposed, raise your hand.
Yeah.
It fails. 1-4, many against. Okay, now we're back to the original motion. The Finance Committee recommends that an ad hoc strategic planning committee. Can you read it, PK? I don't think I have the right words in here.
Yeah, so the Finance Committee recommends that an ad hoc strategic planning committee be formed to look for alternative sources of income and more.
Okay. Is there any more debate on this?
Well, they define it as development. I mean, there's an awful lot of duplication.
Say that again.
Can we just combine this with development? Or I don't quite understand
how
we're...
Can we refer
to the bill vote against
them? You're speaking against...
Can I ask
it? Well...
We let Bill finish.
It's a question, I guess. I want to know what you think.
We could... I don't know how to do that.
I just got a
question. Anisia, and
then Rick? And this question is to PK. What made you come up with the idea of an ad hoc committee instead of revamping the development committee?
Well, it wasn't just my idea. It was a discussion that happened in the Finance Committee. And it was on the heels of this other motion to pay our debt and to make a commitment to know that we have to do that. And it was recognizing that $100,000 was unilaterally decided not to be raised. That was probably the thing that urged me more than ever to look at this and to bring back some of the people who had already started working on this. I'll just say that. There are people that still love KPMT that were working to do this kind of thing, and they need to be brought back into the fold. So that's my thinking.
Okay. Any other speakers for or against this? Yes.
My point of information is I have no clarity on this original motion as to how it's going to be made up. For that reason, if it's not clear to me, I'm going to vote against it. But I do, hearing the argument, believe that maybe development is too tame. Maybe a new apparatus to bring people in, because I know I don't want to make it. But I need clarification on how this thing is going to be created. Who's going to participate in it?
Are you asking me the question? Because I think
the motion, yes, the motion.
I mean, I'm one of them, you know.
So it's not in the motion, in other words.
No, it's not in
then
the motion.
I'm going to move that the motion be reconsidered and brought back with clarity.
So refer it back to finance?
No, refer it back to the motion. I'm saying that
it came from
it's
finance.
Not clear right now.
Draw me.
Well, remand it back to finance would be my motion.
Okay, is there a second to the referral back?
I second.
Is there any opposition to that?
Just give me a makeup. That's
any
all
objection to referring it back? All right. It's referred back to you, PK.
I'll support
in your
it.
Committee.
I'll take it. So am I still kind of in committee? Can I just add a couple of things that we finally got information about fundraising that we didn't have before, and I think that we are clearing the air to get those kinds of reports faster. Like, we're just getting the numbers for the Amy Goodman event that happened in 2017. We got the truck raffle information, and of course we have the money for July fund drives. I just wanted to add this about the budget process and what it is that we should be doing. Management proposes the budget. The local finance committee adjusts and approves the budget and sends it to the LSB, which we have been trying to do for 8 months, to facilitate committee process, approve inline items per meeting to ensure project progress. The LSB then approves that budget and sends it to the National Finance Committee. The National Finance Committee adjusts and approves the budget. Management is then required to follow adjusted budget irrespective of how far it was adjusted from the original. Then the finance committee's job is to monitor those station expenses, not factory driving, not micromanaging, that are on the budget. Any deviations then should be reported to the ED as it was reported about the $100,000. And that's my report until I do the minutes.
We're over time for this portion of our agenda. We have an item for committee report question and answers. I got no committee reports other than the ones that you have. I mean, you have one from PK. Are there any questions for committee chairs or members? We'll stick to 30-second questions and 1-minute responses, knowing that we're over time, and if we can move forward, that would help us get business done.
Well, you know, I still have like, to make my motion for the MSRC. You know, this is the appropriate place to do it. It's about the standing and special committees.
That's
the same motion I wanted moved up earlier on the agenda. You voted it down, but this is the other place
you
can go.
It can't be introduced.
You're out of order.
Well, I moved to introduce
point
that motion
as
an MSRC item.
Point of order.
This gentleman is introducing a motion that was already failed to be added to the agenda, therefore, it's out of order.
I agree. I agree. Your point is well taken.
Thank you.
Well,
it's challenging. Then, you know, I moved my added after consent items, not here, because I was afraid we wouldn't get to here. That's what was defeated, was to move it, to put it under immediately after the consent.
But we've already approved this agenda, and you didn't make that
motion.
Well,
it would take 2 thirds, Madam Chair.
This is the standing and special committees section of the agenda. This is the person who has that.
Part of information.
Can we stand at ease while I confer with Ted about the rules about adding motions after we've already approved the agenda?
It's going to take 2 thirds.
It takes 2 thirds to add it?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so we're going to vote on whether to add this. We're already over time. But we're going to vote on whether to add this right now to our agenda. This is not voting for or against the motion, but it's voting to add it to our agenda. It takes 2/3 vote. All those in favor of adding this motion to our agenda right now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It fails. We're not adding it. Are there other questions for LSB committee chairs or members? All right, we're going to move on to our PNB committee reports. We have decided that this should take 25 minutes of our agenda. There will be 30-second questions and then 1-minute responses from the PNB directors or the PNB committee members who are asked the question.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes.
What time is it?
It is 9:03. I had this down for 20 minutes, and then at a prior meeting, y'all all voted to make it 25, so that's why it's at 25 right now, but we can always make it shorter. Are there any questions for the PNB directors or committee members? Nancy?
Yes. Is anybody being muted still at the PNB?
Yes.
And about how many times? And like in the executive session only, or is it also in the open?
Okay. We'll go in counterclockwise, I guess. Dwayne, would you respond first?
Well, of course. Anytime Major Irvin or myself or Tony or Benito or William challenge the majority and their railroading and not adhering to the rules or the bylaws, we get muted. Just say any of the 6 that's not of the 13. That'd be the best way to put it. It's a 13-6.
Adriana, do you want to speak?
Yes. I mean, it's the same game. We know now, because audit committee use it, we can use the maestro conference, and in audit committee, all of us can see who's there, who's being muted, and who is not. The PNB is still rejecting to open that to the whole PNB. We know that the special members, since last year, have the option to check that, mute people, lower the volume, and the rest of us don't know. It's very easy. Open it to everybody, and then everybody knows what's going on. And it's absolutely true. I mean, we are always the same. Some members are allowed to jump whenever they want, but some of us obviously cannot. And they, we are being mute or the volume totally lower, and obviously they don't hear us. Then someone, oh, the volume is too low. And if you ask, like Dwayne asked in the 2 minutes ago, they mute him because he asked why my volume was so low.
Bill, do you want to speak?
Yes, occasionally there are some of the people are being muted, not very often. The chair always gives them a warning. And I'm not going to name names, so I'll try to be polite, but it's when people repeatedly disrupt the meetings, interrupting without being recognized by the chair, and interfering with other discussions, or bringing up something that's already been voted on. And again, if they're ruled out of order and they continue talking and they don't respond to the warnings from the chair, then sometimes you use them. Yes. But they always get warnings.
It's not true.
And it's because of disruptions.
Is there another question for the PNB directors or PNB committee members?
Nobody wants to know how the foundation is.
Adriana, you can ask a question if you would like.
No, I'm a PNB member.
You can ask a question.
They obviously don't want to know, so.
No.
Nancy.
I want to hear.
Nancy, ask a question.
Okay. Please tell me so I can understand about the how poor we are.
How what?
How poor we are.
I believe that you heard that yesterday in the station. People keep playing with the bankruptcy when we know that it's not there. The foundation is not poor. The bankrupt is not financial. Is ethical in his foundation. You know? That is the bank, the real bank, the real bankruptcy that the foundation has is in ethics. We find out that people hire, you know, directors against, you know, conflict of interest. We found out a bunch of things that happen in the foundation on the back of everybody, even the PMB. It's only in a small group that knows, and the rest don't know anything. When something is being discovered, like 6-7 months later, say, oops, we didn't tell you. We have the, our lawyers, our auditors coming and telling us what is right and what is not. But, you know, majority keep voting, and what counts is the vote. That's what I'm saying. The bankruptcy is ethical and moral bankruptcy. That is what the foundation has. Because we have enough. The licenses and the buildings is more, 100 times what the debt is. The problem is ethical and moral. That's
Thank
it.
You. Bill?
Yes, we're in big trouble financially. You know, we didn't pay off any debt with all this loan business. All we did was increasing interest expense we're going to have to pay. We did buy a little time. I mean, I think you all know I was opposed to the loan, and largely because of the extra expense and also because we have no way to find yet to pay it off. We didn't have it when the loan was approved. We still don't have a way to find to pay it off. And all of our buildings are put at risk, including the contents of the buildings. Even the Pittsburgh Radio Archives is put at risk. And, you know, we're going to be in default in September. We'll be at the mercy of the lender. People are saying, well, they're going to be nice to us. They'll give us time. They'll be patient. I sure hope so. But there's no legal obligation for them to do that. And the default rate is 18%. They could start charging us 18% if they wanted to in September. So, you know, we hope that doesn't happen, but we still need to pay off about $3.25 million plus the interest by March of 2021. We have no plan. And we have other debt, too.
Well, first of all, Madam Chair, I couldn't give this question any levity or make sense out of it, so I'm not going to attempt. But I will say two examples of why this lady, and I'm muted, has nothing to do with fairness or warning. The PNB actually was conducting a process, and the time ran out for the timer, just like you're doing. And they didn't stop. They just kept on doing what they should not be doing, and we tried to stop them, so we were muted, simply because the time was out, and the chair just allowed out of order to just things to continue. Secondly, I can continue to give you an example of how unfair the majority overrules, and then they come here and cry. But ultimately, we do have money, obviously, because we're online now to spend $300,000 for an election we don't have. We're online to spend $175,000. We've got money somewhere. We just don't know where the hell it is.
Yeah. Hiding somewhere.
Are there any other questions for the PNB directors? I have Rick and then Bob.
I've got another question. I've read things online saying that, various sites saying that the contract for the loan hadn't been shown to the PNB. Has the PNB seen the contract?
Bill?
Yes, the PNB saw all the contracts. They haven't made them public. I've objected to that. And I understand maybe some of the details of the contract might be proprietary, but I think the overall terms should be public. I think they should have been made public before we even voted on them. I didn't see any reason for that. In fact, our attorney at the time also agreed. He said that this was not appropriate to be told us doing this stuff in executive session. And we still have on the agenda, you know, motions to deal with this, to try to make at least the minutes public. We dealt with that at the last meeting, and it was voted down. I'll say there was sort of a technicality. It was an executive session. That shouldn't have been an executive session by the way, that motion. But I still think all the details, those financial details, should be public. The members deserve the right to know about what's going on with the finances, including the loan, and you know maybe there's some the details of the new tower rental contract. You know that's could be, maybe, but all the financials should be public.
In a nutshell, no. In fact, we have dribbles and pieces of information. Some, like my esteemed colleague over there, may have them all. But we know
that we're finding things out about these loans every day that's being revealed. So there hasn't been no full disclosure, but more importantly, I think it's just important for y'all to know that this is factionalism. It has everything to do with, I'm encouraged that you locally would start talking about strategic planning and fundraising. The strategic planning at the PNP committee, Mr. Herb Wiggins' leadership, is talking about programming, talking about creating a program. It has nothing to do with raising money. This is an insane thing going on, and it's going on under your nose, and you're actually supporting people who are in position to make things happen, but they are destroying this foundation because of factionalism.
So they're not trying to rob
things. Hell no, they're not trying to raise money at all. And no one has had a discussion about money at this PNB with the exception of one meeting for 20 minutes, and I've been on the PNB now for 10 months, and they have not talked about fundraising, strategic planning, programming, and going over mama's house and talking. But nobody, the chair, nobody would take leadership on raising money.
Thank you.
It's the same situation, I agree. I think that is what I'm talking about, the moral and ethical bankruptcy, because director thinks that if they hide, I mean, people need to understand that we represent the membership, but the real owners of the foundation are the listeners, the members, the ones that pay for the foundation to be up. And they deserve, one thing is that you said in the meantime that you are selling something. In the meantime that you discuss issues, probably you need to do it the next day. But once that is done, how could that tell them, the owners, the members, oh no, we will keep it secret. You are not smart enough to understand what we do. What we are doing is we keep it secret because then you will realize the BS that we are doing. And like Wayne said, we have committees, they keep adding. Now they want a new personnel, they are hiring, it's not enough with the personnel that we have, we hire outside people to do, different things, and basically with the money that we don't have. It's clear where we are going.
Bob, your question?
Is it a fact there's gonna be elections held?
Dwayne?
And if there is, has the BNB inquired why we haven't had an election committee activity for going on 2 years?
Dwayne?
There is a super majority on the PNB that is racing to elections because they know how to game the elections, and they want to rule the locals again. They've lost 3 locals. They won them the last time with the money, so they want to do that in January. So I hope to raise money, but since they got control now, they're not raising any. I know they're not going to do any when they take over again. But yes, they have $300,000 set aside where they say they don't have money, an additional $175,000 to be spent for the audit, and another $90,000 that's going to be expended to deal with the pension. So we got all this money all of a sudden. Why aren't y'all asking questions about where is it hiding? Why are people lying? Why money's not being paid toward other things that's very important for like an in-person meeting, and I've told Grace and others, if you support a election for $300,000, why on God's green earth could you not live up to the mandate of the PNB that says you're supposed to have an in-person meeting, you haven't had one for 3 years? They are hypocrites of what they are.
Can I ask
Adrian,
you of information?
I'll put you on the list for a question. Adriana?
Yeah, I mean, election is the same thing. They cherry pick the bylaws. You know, they violate the bylaws with everything. But they cherry pick, saying, oh, we need to have election. We don't have the money. The Attorney General in California, may I finish what I'm saying?
This is not addressing the question at all.
It's he asked about the election, and that is my answer.
Adriana, I will respond to people. They answer how they answer. You have a minute. Okay. Adriana, you have 41 more seconds.
I was in January 24, 2017, with the Attorney General in Berkeley. And they told us flat, right there, because she said, well, the election is mandated. She said, if you don't have the money, obviously you cannot bankrupt the foundation to have election. Election of what? But they decide that election is part of the bylaw. They want to keep election, even when we already passed all the time that is in the bylaws. We should start. We didn't do it. We don't have the money. We have a pension plan. They are selecting third-party administrator and a bunch of things, but we don't have yet a report of who deserve to be in the pension plan, what we know and what we don't.
Bill?
That is the foundation.
Well, let me just try to get back to the question. The simple answer is yes, they're planning to have a Washington Security.
Thank you for your clarity.
Thank you. Wesley, your question.
That was my question, too. I can't believe with the shortage of money, we're going to spend money on an election. We can't pay our bills, but we can't take care of our workers. That's just ridiculous to me.
Venetia, what's your
question? I've got it answered.
Okay, great. Are there any other questions for the PMB directors or committee members?
Trump will answer next.
All right, we're moving on. We're on item 10, the interim general manager's report. I didn't receive a report. If you have questions or comments for Larry that you want me to pass on to him, please email me them by Friday at 5 p.m. I'll send them to him anonymously as much as I can. Yes.
Oh, what's his email address?
Can I forward it to you? I can't. I don't want to look it up right now.
Oh, okay.
I
have it. No, I can probably look it up.
Okay.
GM and KPM.
Well, no, it isn't.
Moving on to 11, reports on old business. Here's the deal. I'm really proud of all the motions that we've passed this year. However, when I look at the actions that have been taken in response to those motions, I'm not very proud. So this is a call to question on all the work that we approved of and why, whether the work is being done, why not. So I listed all the motions that we've passed that require work, we're gonna just have two minutes on each one, and the questions we have for the people are, has it been done? No hemming or hawing, yes or no? If no, why not? If yes, quick summary of how it went, and what is the next step? Okay, a couple of these are mine, so I'll try to be a good model of that. Okay, the first one. The ARDC passed a motion, PSAs with weekly committee meetings aired 4 times daily. We passed around a sign-up sheet where y'all volunteered to help Bob Gartner do this every month. Last month, Mike was supposed to help. This month, no one signed up. And next month, Susie is supposed to help. Bob, has this been being done, the committee calendar PSAs?
No.
If no, why not?
The LSB PSAs are getting made, and probably would, in the benefit of continued pressure. Don Freeman seems like, you know, he really wants to get those and air them. The calendar is something that I need to reapproach. We lost Cameron Waggett, who was doing the bulk of the PSAs, and I understand that Letty, I don't remember her last name now, she's a new hire. Asked her about her skills the other day. She said she had them, which is good. Maybe.
Would it help you to have a helper this August to help you with it?
Help you
write it and get it ready?
Yes.
Can anyone volunteer to help for August, Nancy? Thank you. I'll email you both the whole text of the motion so you're clear on what it is. And then Susie will be helping you next month. We'll check in and see how it's going. Okay, Bob?
Next month and this month, Nancy?
Next month, Susie. Next month, Susie. This month, Nancy. And I'll send all three of you the motion so you're ready for what it means.
Okay.
Thank you. I know it's a lot of work. Okay, next one. That was great. That was less than 2 minutes. The next one is mine. We had a motion that the LSB committee chair, or the LSB chair should have a committee retreat with all the committee chairs. It was done. Some things came out of it, some didn't. You know, they got the standing and special rules. They got the bylaws. We discussed.
Did the committee chairs?
I led a committee retreat, a retreat for all the committee chairs at the LSB. Y'all approved for me to do that.
I'm the COI. I never was invited.
That's a PMB committee.
Yeah.
Is it not? I'm talking about KPFT LSB committees that are in the special and standing
KPFT
rule. It's not on our list of standing rule committees, Adriana. We just looked at it.
We select already. We vote for the members and everything, Madam Chair.
Is the COI a PNB committee or a KPFT LSB committee?
That's why it's from KPFT, because the COI, every station have their own
PNB
COI.
Has its own.
It's not listed on our committees. So
it's in the bylaws, Madam Chair. Doesn't need to be listed.
We just approved a standing and special rule that doesn't have it on the list of committees.
I saw it. It's in the bylaws.
Okay.
And it's been active in the last 2 years. It wasn't active when I got
it. And was in the definition that I showed you with all the committees, and the other side said COI.
Okay. Well, I apologize you were not included.
That's okay.
We need to revise the standing and special rule that we just revised to make sure that you're on there, because that's what the document that I used. But anyway, we did meet, and we went over some strategies for having more democratic meetings, having more effective, efficient meetings. I gave everyone a folder with the standing rules and the bylaws so that their meetings can happen in accordance with our rules. And we met each other and shared some strategies. The next one is, Ted, you made a motion for a program council subcommittee with Joseph, Duane, and Deb. Can any of you speak to, has something been done?
No.
Why not?
It's all your fault. You haven't brought it to our attention and chastised us before now.
I've asked every month during committee reports.
Where is the week?
It's on the records. I've asked every month during committee reports.
Where is the week?
Dwayne, can you speak to it?
I'm going to reserve my time to respond. You ought to have program committee on there, just not that little subcommittee. So if you don't have if you don't have program committee, then I'll respond now. Is program committee on your list?
No.
Okay,
this is the program council subcommittee. You, Joseph, Deb, were supposed to get the people who were going to be on the program council organized so that they could start up.
So the only reason I prefaced with that was that since the program committee is not on the list, then I can answer that question because it's the same answer. My personal experience is that the LSB members are ready to go, but we do not have a GM or an IGM that creates an environment of receptability, or certainly don't believe that is the holding up as far as I'm concerned about getting the program council going. It requires the manager to participate in terms of the program. The programmers have a component of this committee. The committee is, there is a public committee, public component of this committee, and there is the LSB. The LSB part is ready.
Okay, what needs to happen?
The manager, we need to have a manager that is pro-program council.
So we have to wait on this motion until we have a new general manager?
It is my opinion, but it may not be true. It may not be true, but that's been my experience.
Can someone else suggest another next step, Adriana?
Yes. If you don't mind, I can talk to Larry about the issue.
What?
I want to talk to Larry about the issue and see what is his, if he got any reason for that.
Well, Madam Chair, as the convener of the program committee, I authorize Adriana to have that conversation.
Okay. Bill, do you need to add anything?
I had a question. I mean, months ago, I thought you were going to be putting notes in programmer boxes. I thought you already did that, asking for nominations or who's interested. I mean,
that has
nothing to do with the GM. You don't need
that. That has been done twice in the last 14 months that I know of.
Well, I mean, I think
so. That's moot what you're talking about. It's already been done and there were no responses.
Well,
okay.
Then why is it the GM's fault if nobody?
Did anyone say it was the GM's fault?
Okay, let's stop.
It's not your job.
Dwayne, we've had three things on the floor. Wait for a new GM. Adriana contacting the current IGM or giving flyers, which has already been done. Let's let Adriana contact the IGM, see what she can do. And we always have the option of waiting for our next GM. Got those next steps. Thank you. Moving on.
Do you have the list of the LSB members who have already been selected?
Yes, we do. I don't have it on.
Can you email it to us or no?
Ted, can you do that? The program council people from the LSB.
We've got
it. No,
it's in the minutes.
It's in some of the minutes.
Yeah, it's in the minutes.
Okay.
But I'll let you talk to Ted about it if you can't find it. D, Dwayne, the LSB fundraising committee, what has been done?
I had one meeting. It went bad. I haven't had another.
Why not? What's the next step?
Well, I would call another meeting if I thought it was going to be a positive movement where people want to positively do things. I had an idea on the table. No one really wanted to move with it. Ted had an idea. He was alone on it. I think you had an idea. I wanted to reconvene, but I need commitment.
I commit. Let's have another meeting.
Okay, we can have an alcohol note.
Okay, thank you.
Is it open?
It's open to anybody on the LSB who wants to come, and it was small attendance last time, so please show up and help us.
Bring beer.
It might answer that strategic planning question that came up earlier.
That's what
we're here.
PK made this motion when she was on the board about lifting the gag order at the station. Can anyone speak to what has been done? Nancy?
I think nothing's been done, but I would like to pick up the torch.
Okay, what do you suggest is the next step?
Well, the information that Scooter gave to the in public comment, and also the minutes of the PMB in 2010, where there is a whistleblower resolution to protect whistleblowers, as long as they, I'm not going to explain it, but I mean.
So what are you going to do with that?
Make a motion to get rid of their whistleblower. Basically.
This is related to lifting the gag order.
Yes, yes. You get rid of him and you get rid of the gag order.
Okay. Can I just say something? We can't say that all of the next steps for these actions are getting rid of Larry Winters. First of all, we've already passed a motion to get rid of Larry Winters, and it's out there in the ethos, and we've passed it. So I'm asking for creative solutions to these motions that we've already passed. Can anyone suggest a next step to make sure the gag order is lifted?
Well, first, you know, we need to stop using loaded language like gag order. And I know the motion that Nancy
was from the motion.
I know the motion that Nancy's referring to. I was on the PMB at the time. And yes, it's partly to protect whistleblowers.
No, we're not debating.
But there's misinformation about the so-called gag order.
The only question on the floor. Is what step are we going to take to follow up on this motion that we passed?
Well, my point was, let's clarify what the so-called gag order is.
We already passed the motion. Bob?
I don't know what it is.
Well, I think the impediment on that...
Come to order.
We hear you.
Okay.
Can I just
Bob?
As I see it, the impediment to that is... okay, let me back up. We're in limbo. There's been movement. I don't have a recording of Ricky Scardo's show, but apparently it pissed the manager off to hell. And has Ricky Scardo lost his job like Indy Media did at Lay Supply Lock? No. So, what you've got...
My question is, what are we going to do about it? I don't want to debate it. I don't want to talk about what's happening.
All right. The manager needs to be confronted.
Okay. We'll send an email to Larry and copy Tom and send in this motion again. Done. Nancy, if you want to send me any of that documentation that I can put in my email, please send it and I'll include it. Next one is Matthew Moore. We gave
$1,500
for GM job posting. Has that been done?
No.
Was that money given? So that he could use it?
Nobody can give the money like that.
Has he asked for the money? The money's there that he
can
get.
Once that they will send the bill to the foundation, to Makisha, Makisha will pay.
Okay.
That's
I'd like to clarify something.
Okay.
Did I read an email today from Matthew indicating that he removed himself from any responsibility of posting and therefore paying? That he has said that the chair was to or is to assign, reassign that.
This isn't about the posting. This is just making sure that the committee gets $1,500 for posting. So there's another one down there that we're going to get to about the actual posting.
But he hasn't been to any of the MSRC meetings to know exactly what he's done or not done.
Okay, but we're not, if we can just be nuanced a little bit right now, we're not talking about the act of posting, whether or not it's been done, we're asking whether that money has been allocated to do it. And I hear that it is there whenever we ask for it. Okay. Next, we're at a G. This was kind of it was a motion that was made by Ted and amended by Adrian. It was about getting Lisa Blaylock, Indie Media, and Rhonda Garner shows back on the air. Does anyone have an update about that?
Seems to be moved. Well, with the exception of Lisa, the other two are on there.
No.
No.
Rhonda's not.
Oh, Rhonda's still on there. Oh.
Lisa's on the air?
No.
Indie Media's on the
yes.
air?
Yes.
Okay. That looks like it's another email that I will send to Larry and Tom with the text of our motion. Is that all right with everybody?
Not really. If he doesn't respond, what we gonna do? Just like you asked the question, what you gonna do? Just not to describe it. So I'd like to know, what are we gonna do if he continues to not act?
Madam Chair.
Well,
I'm talking for me.
No, can I stop? This is the status quo. I sent it. Nothing's been done. I'm gonna resend it, and then at the next meeting, if nothing's been done, let's have a motion about it. But I don't think we have time for all of these things to come up with a bunch of motions. I just want us to kind of move an inch and then see how it goes. Yes.
Madam Chair, may I make the suggestion that instead of contacting Larry Lindman, you should contact the ED.
All right.
I said I would contact both of them in the email.
Give them a call.
Okay. How about PMB too?
No.
They disengaged.
Okay.
They can override Mr. Livingston's veto.
There are too many other issues to deal.
We have a narrow program director, too.
I'm on H. Oh, I could. Okay, I'll put Don on it. I don't know. Okay, Ted, your email about signing a petition to support the congressional budget that supports human needs, were you able to do that in our name?
I was able to send it on to Raquel Douglas. She informed me that impact of it, because of delays, was moot. They already, the organization that she was affiliated with had already moved on, so it didn't happen in sufficient time for it to have any impact.
Okay, but you did
thank
it.
You for your
thank you for doing
right.
it. I'm
right.
sorry that
you're
it was.
On record.
Okay. Next one is mine, the attendance record. I have completed it. I kept emailing at you with every agenda, and then those of you who have concerns about it, I think I've listened and responded and looked for evidence. So,
but
he
didn't bring.
I have a copy of it, and I emailed it to you today.
Everything.
Point of
order. I'm just kidding.
So keep monitoring it for me and let me know if there are errors, Bill.
Well, Venetia had some corrections, and then I believe Adrian or Matthew have sent some today.
Yeah, I said I've already done it.
If you
check the emails, I emailed
them
and said it was corrected.
They weren't in what I received by email.
I
didn't see a corrected version by email. I only saw one version by email.
I corrected it for Venetia. I have one more correction. I corrected it for Matthew. I emailed it.
Okay. To the whole board?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I've seen it.
But keep checking it. I don't mean to be grumpy about it. Keep checking it and let me know. Hold me accountable. Current and former secretaries ensure KPFTX has minutes and the minutes binder is created. This is just updating our records online and making sure we have a binder of minutes. We moved for you and Deb to do this. How's it going?
Well, Deb is AOL. We had a
America
on. I'll send without leave. She's not here. We had an extremely difficult time getting our minutes posted on kpftx.org because of access issues that I think have been resolved within the last week. And I actually thought about doing this today, but time ran out. So I will try to get it done by next month.
Okay. And that includes the binder and the online postings?
The online postings, I think, have been done.
Okay. So the binder will be ready next month?
I hope so.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to ask Ed, who's doing KPFTX? Is it still
Otis?
Otis. $40.
He's trained you better.
Okay, we're on page, this is for Rita, so I don't know, maybe someone from MSRC
can
answer this. It says that the GM position will be posted on current.com and Media Recruiter. Has it been posted?
Rita,
it's
not paid.
Is that a paid one? Yes. She's, as far as I know, she's posted the unpaid. She doesn't have them. She hasn't posted anything that's supposed to be paid.
Okay, so I'll email her and check on that and see what needs to be done.
I'll comment that I went to one of those websites and saw that it was posted there.
Yes. Oh, which one?
I'm not sure. I think it was the latter one. Coolant.com. Yeah.
Or was it the
Yes, that was posted. I saw it.
Okay, great. This is from the Development Committee. We approved Teresa Allen to approach Larry to get a legacy campaign going. I emailed her to see how it was going just yesterday, and she hasn't gotten back to me, so I'll let you know what's going on there.
Excuse me.
Yes.
She doesn't read emails, so you need to text her or call her.
And if she's doing this election, she's probably not going to be available next Tuesday.
She's already
Whatever the last day of the election. She's
working
the phone, right?
Okay. I'll follow up via a call. If any of you see her in person, tell her that Casey is trying to reach her. She has my phone number and her phone. M, Ted, you had a motion to monitor the three daily volunteer PSAs, and Venetia, you offered to do this work. Can either of you say, has it been done? They were PSAs to welcome people to come and volunteer.
I can't speak to this.
I haven't done it.
Okay.
But what I did do is had a conversation with Donna about program times that were available so that I could produce a show with the Gates School Communication. Since y'all always complaining about the youth. So he did give me a time, and we have been in conversation about that.
That sounds great, but what do you
and
think
And I
about
am
going to
start doing that. You know, let me just
Do you
say
want
it.
Me to resend you the motion so you know exactly what it is?
That would be great.
Okay.
Because I literally was on vacation last month, and I really didn't feel
Send motion to the Thank you. Okay, next we have... Nancy, you had a motion to recommend the start of special programming to include international youth voices. It was a really long motion from countries around the world experiencing war and conflict. Has this been done? No. I recommended it. Sent it on.
No, and this is the snag. The kids here, we don't have any problem. I've gotten volunteers to do it, actually. But how do we protect the kids in the other countries? And they have that's the snag.
Okay, so
if anybody has a good idea, I'm planning to ask Mr. John Kiyaku, who used to work for CIA.
Okay, so you're going to ask
Mr. John Kiyaku. He was arrested for talking about waterboarding. Anyway,
do you have any other next steps that we should report?
Well, get the kids in and just do something. The part about the interviewing kids that are in countries that were bombing. That's the hard part, how to protect them. Anybody can look at an idea.
Okay, so people should share ideas with Nancy. Along.
Nancy, I'll share with you that I've heard some programs and interviews on KUHF where they interviewed people who had been to those countries or were refugees from those countries. So that's one possible source of how do you do it.
I have another suggestion. Right down the street here, you have the High School of International Studies. The place to start. They reach out to different countries and schools and have partnerships.
I also would recommend you reach out to writers in the schools because they work in schools all over Houston that involve children who are refugees.
Nancy, call I think her name's Stephanie. We already have a contact with HSIS, supposedly. Is that correct, Ted?
HSIS, high school.
The high school for international students.
Oh, okay. I passed by that other day. That's how I remember.
Okay. Ted, negotiate with public library for town hall location.
I took care of it yesterday, sent out an email to the board with all of the information.
Okay.
Question?
Yes.
What was the email I sent to the application?
September 6th, you said?
Publicity part.
Ted, was September 6th?
The form that said there will be no publicity for the event. I don't know why they care, but that was on their public library form.
Can you all figure this out?
Well, I'm
just an
email.
You want to respond?
Sure. This is the second time that I have been responsible for reserving a Houston Public Library, no, third, for a town hall meeting. I think this is a legacy of an old form that's been around for a long time. They have not enforced it. We could go to the city and follow their precise rules. If we did that, we would end up being in a long negotiating process. I thought it was easier just to use the process that's been followed in the past and to go forward. And if they have an issue with us promoting this event using our airwaves, let them come back to us. The question and the implication of it, I guess, is let's do it exactly according to the proper rules, which would end up probably leading, since we don't have any money for rental space like this building for a town hall meeting, it would result in us delaying following our bylaws and having the two town hall meetings that the bylaws require us to do. So I took the path of least resistance. And if no one other than the questioner requested some clarification on that.
Well, my point is just correct the form and resubmit. Well, that would be simple.
Okay.
Can you tell me when?
It's in the email I.
You say September 6th?
Okay. I think it's the second Saturday in September.
Oh, okay. Date? September.
Saturday?
Yes, it's not the first because that's Labor Day weekend.
See. The next weekend, September 8th.
And it's from 3 to 4:45 in the afternoon at the Montrose Library.
An hour and 45 minutes. Thank you, Ted, for doing that.
You're welcome.
Now, we have two new business motions, but it's 9:45, so according to a standing rule, Article 2, Section 7, we have to figure out whether we want an adjourned meeting for these two motions. First, I'm going to poll availability, so you can say yes or no if you're available next Wednesday at 7, and then we will vote whether to have a meeting. Nancy, are you available?
Yes.
Venetia?
No.
Dwayne?
No.
No?
Yes. Ted?
No.
Bill?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
Yep. I guess I'm available.
Okay, you're not voting for it. You're just saying you're available. Mike?
No.
Right outside the door?
Anissa?
Yes.
Alana?
Maybe, yes.
Okay. Wesley, are you available?
Next, what? I'm sorry.
Next week at 7 if we have an adjourned meeting?
I don't know at this time.
Okay.
Yes.
So right now we have 7 people who say yes, they're available. That wouldn't be quorum. Five say no and one says I don't know. So all those in favor of having an adjourned meeting next week, raise your hand.
What did you say?
All those in favor of having an adjourned meeting next week, raise your hand. 1, 2, all those opposed, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7. It does not pass, so let's get our business done now. First, we have new business A from Ted. You can find that motion. It's the one on the little slip. Ted, will you please read the motion?
I move that the KPFT local station board recommend the KPFT management that over the course of the next 4 months, the Texas election season, that KPFT provide, you can say it one way or another, I'll say it differently now, extraordinary coverage of political events and the subject of immigration.
Thank you. Okay, is there an objection? Motion passes.
Right.
Next one is from Bob Gardner.
Yes, Bob.
Bob, can you read your motion, and not the email, but just the page with the motion on it?
Okay. Whereas a website and questionnaire has been recently put up on the internet, attached document, that's page 2, without the consultation, discussion, involvement, or vote of either the KPFT LSB or the Pacifica National Board. And whereas said website and questionnaire is derogatory of the LSB, Pacifica National Board, and its bylaws. And whereas Bill Crozier has identified himself for having a direct role in the creation and administration of said website and questionnaire. And whereas the execution of said questionnaire will result in the collection, assimilation, and harvest of Pacifica membership information, e.g. email addresses and IP addresses to be used for private purposes. And whereas, or which could be used for private purposes, neither of which is in there except private purposes. And whereas the creation of said website identifies not one individual or any involved with its creation and administration, thus violating confidentiality of Pacifica listenership. I move that Committee of Five, as per Robert's Rules, Chapter 20, be formed to investigate Bill Crozier and others to be found out and named for malfeasance for posting, soliciting the following attached website without giving prior notice to and gaining approval from the KPFT LSB or the Pacifica National Board before making the attached website, posting a questionnaire derogatory to the local and national station boards, negative questionnaire questions against the name and integrity of the LSB, PNB, and the Pacifica bylaws. Bill Crozier and others have done this and already circulated this survey on the internet. And also investigation for assimilating Pacifica listener member information and email addresses and IP addresses. Following the completion of the investigation, a vote of the local station board should be taken to consider a trial for those involved. During the interim period for the completion of this investigation, I further move that Crozier or webmaster should immediately be directed to suspend and remove the subject website with its service.
Is there a second?
Yeah.
Second. Is there an objection?
One purple. Bill, before. One purple broom. Can I get a copy of that? I think.
I'll give you one, Bill.
Elaine left early. I think she put that one here.
I remember giving you one, Bill.
Okay. Rick, tell us, why is it dilatory?
This isn't it.
Well, we're trying to. This is. I know what they're trying to punish Bill for is for just taking part in a website. The whole point of the website is trying to improve things at Pacifica, improve Pacifica governance. And I don't think that's something that's should cause that's illegal or. So now we're going to have debate because there's an objection to this motion. Bob, would you like to speak for your motion?
Further down in the cover letter that Bill prepared and circulated on the some of the Yahoo groups, he says our priority is to help Pacifica, not to help our friends or ourselves be elected or reelected to our boards.
Well, he was fully a part of Move Pacifica Forward, which was conducted during the elections of 2 years ago. And if indeed you complete the survey, you must provide your email address, and the your IP address can be harvested. So, you know, that's harvesting information. And isn't it interesting that only tonight we learned that we're going to have an election? You want another reason?
Yeah, 10 more seconds.
He uses the word in the first paragraph or second paragraph about our and we, but nowhere in the questionnaire or the cover letter does it identify even one individual that's going to use this information that they're collecting.
Time. Is there a speaker against? Is there a speaker against?
Well, I'll speak.
I see Bill.
Well, I don't know. This sounds like something that Tracy Rosenberg likes to put together. So that's probably the other individual. And anyway, we're all. Bob is pointing his finger at Bill. Actually, I think there's a lot. You know, this isn't just his work. Anyway, what it says in the letter is time we start rethinking Pacifica, not the Pacifica mission, but how our boards and governments help our community with the fulfillment of that mission. What they're talking about is improving Pacifica, you know, so that we can be a better foundation, we can better support the Pacifica mission of, you know, being the voice of the voiceless.
Sounds wonderful, but motive means everything. And when you're capturing, thank you for this fine, Bob. When you're capturing information, it's a violation of the code for elections. Now that we're in an election season, that's a clear violation of gathering information for purposes of contacting folk at a very near future. So on the face of it, it looks and smells and stinks. If you want to take that off, take the face off of it, and you still look at it and see who's going to benefit from it, who's going to have access to that information, then you begin to uncover the nefarious reasoning behind it. And it is a clear violation that you should not be collecting information now that we're in an election season.
Are we in
an
election season?
Absolutely, because it's been approved.
Dwayne
the
has
been
the
led.
Floor.
You know, again, we just had a rule, I think, didn't we, about defaming people and insulting them and calling them names and stuff like that. And do you want to keep doing that all the
first
time?
First off, I didn't mention your name. You feel guilty. Because I didn't mention your name.
Hey,
he's out of order for accusing me of doing something I didn't do. Okay. Did you hear me mention a name? What they say, when the shoe fits, the first
come
one that speaks
order.
Is the one who's guilty.
Come to order.
The one
on our rule of the month, let's just point out the bullets that might be relevant. Names should be avoided. And the third bullet point, consequences of motions may condemn, but motives of members cannot be questioned. So actions, facts,
right.
A website,
so
but motives, right. Motives cannot be questioned.
So
Bill, you're next on staff. Because we're speaking against the motion. I'll put you on stack, please.
Well,
you're
yes,
on stack.
Yes, I was involved in that. Yes, I wrote that email. This seems like a real clear censorship motion. You know, you don't like it, so you want to try to shut it down. And I'll tell you, some of the people who were, they're still trying to decide if they want the names made public, and they were afraid of exactly these kind of personal attacks on them, because they've seen it before whenever somebody speaks up about making any sort of changes. This is so hypocritical. Here we are, supposedly a progressive organization, and we're afraid to, or some people are afraid of, even considering changes to improve the way we operate so that we can survive in the future. I mean, our really survival's in question right now. We have, as we've been talking about earlier, we have no plans for raising money. You know, I don't know what we're going to be doing. And our buildings are at risk. We're all mortgaged. And we have no plans. We've got to make some changes, folks. And this is to get information from people. Nobody's required to fill it out. Nobody at all is required to fill it out. And
after the election.
So it's all voluntary.
Venetia, no, Ted, then Venetia.
The motion is to do what we're actually doing, to form a five-person committee to explore whether or not this is a productive thing and advancing the cause of Pacifica, or whether it isn't. We don't have to get into having a trial right now. That's the beauty of forming the committee of five. And it's a little late for us to be getting into the nuances of this, which we shouldn't be doing in the first place. Let's just form the committee of five. They may come back and say, no, there's nothing wrong here. They may decide, and it will drop, or they may not. If we don't form that committee of five, we are another example of censorship. Now, the shoe fits.
Are you speaking for or against?
Neutral.
Okay, go.
First of all, when you send out a survey, it specifically says, it asks you questions. Do you want to fill out the survey? So to sit and make the comment that we're collecting something without somebody's knowledge, except that that's false. I can tell you that that ain't gonna fly in no court. Because any survey, just think about any survey that somebody asks you to fill out. You don't have to fill out. I must get a survey request every day. I turn them all down. That's the and if that's what you're talking about, the gathering of information, that's the survey. If the survey is about gathering of information, then the person who fills out the survey has given their consent to give their information.
Not to give an email for the election.
Well, you're not on.
Okay, what was the email? I just said, I thought you just said website.
It's right there, it's the second page.
Madam Chair, we have a motion on the floor and it's not to debate.
Cut it out.
The motion on the floor is to create a committee. It's not to discuss this motion. We will have, the committee will have their whatever, they will bring it, and then the LSP will realize, and we can discuss all that we want. But at this point, it's not discussing if it's right or wrong. The motion is to create a five-member committee. Can we vote on that? Because it's motion is on the floor.
Motion to vote.
Are you making a motion?
Yes. To vote.
Yes. Okay. Is there a second?
Yes.
I think that requires two-thirds, doesn't it?
Wow.
Actually, not, because we are at adjournment, so anything that's on the floor must be taken care of, but nothing else. We're at adjournment already.
We all agree on that?
Right.
Okay. So we're going to vote. All those in favor of this motion? Raise your hand, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4. The motion passes. Now we have to pick the five people on the committee, correct?
Anybody wants to volunteer?
Who wants to be on the committee? Okay, I have Nancy, I have Dwayne, I have Rick, I have Wesley, I have Bob. Anybody else?
May I have the names again?
Nancy, Dwayne, Rick.
Nancy is Dwayne.
Is there anyone else?
One request.
Okay, can I just figure this out first? Is there anyone else? That's five people, so we would be done. Okay. Nancy, Dwayne, Rick, Wesley, Bob.
Five people. That's simple.
So can I just ask Rick, will you be in charge of getting that meeting together, getting that investigation
meeting? I want to read it.
Convening it? If not,
Dwayne, can you convene?
Sure.
Okay.
Can you read this from convening?
Are you going to convene it in a timely manner?
No.
Okay, then who will convene it in a timely manner? Thank you for your honesty.
Dwayne, please, can you hear what
Dwayne,
the chair is asking?
Dwayne, will you convene the committee in a timely manner?
In the absence of no one else.
Yes.
Anyone else want to do it?
Just let me have the email.
All right, Nancy.
What's the name of it?
No.
All right, Nancy's gonna come in the meeting.
You'll have to fight them.
All right, we've completed our agenda. There's a celebration. I also want to say, just a moment, I also want to say that we had a lot of motions tonight coming from our committees, which is really exciting that our committees are developing work for us. That's a good job. I also want to praise us that there were lots of debates where not everyone needed to say something.
Yes.
And not all the speaking places were full. We could move to votes faster tonight. So, yay, yes. Benicia, do you
want to say something? I just want to say this is the most productive meeting we've had in a long time, and nobody was screaming at each other.
Well, we should forget things.
I also wanted to say next week, thank you for the snacks, Bill and Ted. Next week, Bob was on snacks, and PK was on snacks. Can anyone replace PK as our snack person? Next month?
Who's PK?
You have a theme for the snack.
You can make a theme, yes. You and Bob, in September.
All right, let's break it down, y'all.
Anybody want to
what is the, what's the name of that website?
Thank you.
I should ask Bob. What's the name of the website where you do that poll?
It was on that flyer, wasn't it?
All right, the meeting is adjourned of the August regular KPFA.
It's at the bottom of Bill Crozier's flyer.
At 10:03 p.m.
Let me just copy it down. It's called rethinkingpacifica.org.